Well, can you think of any other kinds of fences, especially wooden fences, like, for example, kind that goes in a zigzag fashion?
I don't know what you'd call that.
Ever heard of a rail fence?
No. I guess it's just... No? No, I won't. Say I do.
Okay. When you set up a fence, you have to dig holes for the...
cement. Or the post.
Yeah. There's an old trick that farmers used to do to try to make a hen start laying. They put something in her nest to fool her. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it was glass eggs.
Okay, and sometimes they're made out of another material.
Plastic?
No. It's like the word you might use to describe your good dishes.
Ceramic?
Yeah. It's also the name of an oriental country.
China.
Yeah, so they would be called...
China eggs.
Okay, fine. Have you ever seen any made out of China?
No, I've seen those glass ones.
Okay, and do they really fool heads? Does that really work?
I imagine they do.
That's strange.
Yeah, I imagine they do.
Was it to put the idea in her head that she should start laying some?
Yeah, well, since she'd have on regular eggs, I imagine they put them glass eggs to make her get on top of that, and then so she'd have those other eggs.
Okay.
I imagine that's what it was for.
Okay. What do you use to carry water in?
A bucket.
Okay, what would you carry milk in? If you're on the farm.
A bucket.
All right, what's the difference between a bucket and a pail? Is there a difference in what they're made out of?
Well, a bucket can be made out of wood, or a pail can be made out of wood. It's one or the other. One may be metal and the other one wood. Would that be the...
Yeah, but that, it doesn't... To you, there's really no difference.
No. No, they just both buckets to me.
Because some people say a bucket's wood and a pail's metal.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't know.
Okay. What sort of container would you carry food in to the pigs?
Kind of... In a wheelbarrow.
All right, how about a slop bucket?
Yeah, I guess so.
Have you heard that word?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you fry eggs in?
Like grease.
What sort of bum? What sort of appliance or?
Oh, frying pan.
Yeah, okay. And what's it usually made of? What's it made out of now?
Aluminum.
And what did it used to be made out of?
Iron.
What about something big and black that you might have cooked over a fire in? This big? You might make soup in?
Oh, you might make soup in.
Yeah, I think so.
Pot? Some iron pot?
I'm looking for another word. Some people...
Kettle?
Say it again.
Kettle?
Well, that's because you and I were talking at the same time. What you say is a lot more important than what I'm All right, what do you call a container? You go out and cut some flowers from your garden. What do you call the thing you put them in inside the house?
The vase.
Okay. Now, how about if you were growing some flowers inside your house? What would you grow them in?
In a flower pot.
Okay. What do you call the eating utensils that you set at each side of the plate?
Knife and fork.
And?
Spoon.
Okay. And, would you say those again in the plural? Like forks?
Knives, forks, and spoons.
All right, thank you. If the dishes are all dirty, Annie might say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have clean dishes, so I must...
Clean them.
Or?
Wash them.
Okay. After she washes them, what does she do?
Dries them.
All right, but before she dries them, she has to get all the soap off?
Wrench them.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use to wash dishes with?
Say it again.
What do you call the cloth or a rag that you use to wash dishes with?
Dishcloth.
All right.
Or dish towel.
Well, all right, what about the one you dry them with?
I guess you call that the dish towel.
Okay.